there are so many non-Muslims who became Muslims. This is very good, excellent. But that is a small part, a positive outcome. No, the bigger part is what? The shock. People started to understand the reality of the world. You know, now there is a polarization. The people, the masses, who want to be independent, and the governments, or maybe Western governments, not all of them, because Belgium and Spain have, like, you know, fair stances to a good degree, and also Latin America, many countries from Latin America, except Argentina. So this polarization is being crystallized more. There is a camp, imperialist countries led by the United States, and there is another camp that resists that. And they have seen that the other camp who is resisting imperialism is who? Is Islam. And they are discovering that there is a power in Islam that enables Islam to resist these superpowers. Yeah? And that's why now they are impressed with Islam and Muslims. They are really impressed. So for me, that is one of the best outcomes of the whole conflict. Because they see that Islam, first of all, is a powerful way of life, has the power and the courage and the audacity to resist colonialism, imperialism, domination, injustice. Islam is able to resist that. And not only that, they see that Islam is the only one who is doing that, because Russia is trying to do that, but Russia, they have their own agenda. Okay, China has its own agenda. So who is left? It is Islam.